Real swiftly, when we think about the foundation, we know that Jesus is that foundation. Had the brothers give you another handout, and this is talking about the scriptural place. Now, one point that we want to make here, just one point. The Bible clearly demonstrates that the Lord's church was going to begin at a certain place, at a certain time. I'm not going to deal with the time so much on tonight, but I will deal with the place. Why is that? Because some denominations began here, even in America. Some began in Switzerland. Some began in London. And you see some of the places that we have on the handout that I gave. One began in Rome. However, when we think about the Lord's church, Isaiah 2, verse 2 and 3, Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2 demonstrates very clearly that the Lord's church, the house of God, was going to begin in Jerusalem. Now, that's important, friends, because when we ask the question, where does the Lord's church, where did it begin? It didn't begin here in America. It began in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And so in Zechariah 1 and verse number 16, God would be showing mercy to who? To those who are sinners. Where? In Jerusalem. But who was he going to be showing mercy through? He was going to be showing mercy through Jesus Christ. Not through Moses, not under the patriarchal system, but through Jesus Christ. Look at Luke chapter 24. In Luke chapter 24, we come across the words of Jesus Christ himself as we wrap up some of the thoughts on tonight. Luke chapter 24, starting at verse number 46. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. Now watch this. And that repentance and remission of sins shall be what? Should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning where, Brother Braswell? Jerusalem. Now, these are the words of Jesus Christ himself. The church was going to begin at Jerusalem. Look at Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. Acts chapter 1 and verse number 8. Jesus is speaking with his disciples. Speaking with his disciples. And notice what he says in verse number 8. He says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Notice where? In Jerusalem. And then he goes on to say in Judea, Samaria, and uttermost parts of the world. But then notice the very next chapter, Acts chapter 2. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, we have the day of Pentecost. Don't really want to deal with that. Someone else is going to be dealing with that. But look at verse number 5, friends. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews. Where did the church begin? Where did God's people begin? It began in Jerusalem, which means that God's people did not begin in Rome, did not begin in England, did not begin in Switzerland, did not begin in America. It began at Jerusalem, and that's very important. And so when we think about the foundations of the Lord's people, we want to keep in mind that it had a particular place where it began, on a particular day, the day of Pentecost. Someone else will be working with that. And so here, notice verse number 14. Verse number 14, Acts chapter 2 and verse number 14. Notice what the Bible here says. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell where? In Jerusalem. And so the church of Christ begun in Jerusalem. Nowhere else. And so we always want to do our best to make sure that we're teaching what thus saith the Lord. What does that have to do with the invitation, everything? Because the invitation that we're offering from Jesus Christ began in Jerusalem. The first time that the gospel was preached in Jerusalem. It was prophesied in Isaiah, in Micah, in Zechariah, that it was going to begin in Jerusalem. And so the same gospel that the apostles preached, we're striving to preach that same gospel today. Old preachers back in the day used to call it that old Jerusalem gospel. Well, that's what we're preaching and teaching. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. Be added to the church of Christ, the one that began in Jerusalem. If you're a child of God, you need special prayer, let us do that for you as we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.